Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
At Emory University, we believe in those with the ambition to achieve, the passion to learn, and the optimism to see the possibilities ahead. Founded on a belief that the wise heart seeks knowledge, an Emory education combines experiential learning in Atlanta and beyond with unrivaled collaboration and discovery, all to prepare you for a world that needs your leadership. Learn more at emory.edu.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
The only place in football where the offense is always on the field is on Moneyline. With the two best hosts in radio, Donnie Wrightside.
If anybody wasn't watching this, I don't know what you were doing.
And Kevin Walsh.
Forget, act like you've been there before.
On the Sports Grid Radio Network, SiriusXM Channel 159.
Yo! The best of every day is now officially underway. It is a Thursday right here on the Sports Grid Network. I'm Donnie Wrightside, and I don't know, maybe we'll be joined shortly here by old K-Dub Kevin Walsh on a Thursday exciting episode, SiriusXM Channel 159, Sports Grid Network. You know it's the place to be. You know all the hot topics that are hitting, and you know your boy DRS loves himself some Major League Baseball, which has been kind to us over the past couple days. Some interesting spots today, once again, which we will take a look at. The chat box, if you're in here, you're doing it wrong. If you're not, Sports Grid on demand on our YouTube channel. Get in here, hit the subscribe button, get into the chat box, say hello. Kristen's out here, Francisco's out here, Darren's out here, and away we go into the show, which you know me. I like to be rested. I like to be ready because the energy needs to be here for the people that are listening in. It's talking about being respectful, right? You want to be respectful of your elders. I want to be respectful to the people that are tuning into this program today, as well as on any program that I appear on here on the Sports Grid Network. Why? Because I owe you that respect to bring the energy and the knowledge and the want to power through the hours of programming that I do. So I go to bed earlier than most people. And it stinks sometimes because I'm in the sports business and I miss a lot of things that go down after 9 or 10 o'clock Eastern, Monday through Friday. It's a shame of it. But again, I wake up early. I get caught up on everything. Never in a million years did I think last night, after an OG Anunoby layup with about 7 minutes to go and a Pacers timeout, which put the Knicks up, I believe, 16 points, that I don't have to worry about my wager on the New York Knicks at -4.5 not cashing. Should have been an easy streak. Or let alone the Knicks losing that basketball game. Only to wake up, and sometimes it's like, you know what? I don't have the TV on. And by the way, if anybody doesn't sleep with a noise app, you're crazy. Every night, man. Every night, a green noise, white noise, red noise, whatever noise you want, I'm listening. And I love it. It gives me great sleep. So the TV isn't on when I'm sleeping at night. Used to be a big TV sleeper, by the way. Anybody out there do that? Like, I couldn't sleep unless the TV was on for, I don't know, 35 years of my life. But now I find myself turning the television off and turning the noisemaker on, per se, right? The sound machine. Through YouTube, and by the way, how do you do it through YouTube? But you have to have the premium, because otherwise, who's waking up every 3 minutes when they interrupt you with a commercial on those? 10 hours, 12 hours, you put those apps on, it's fantastic sleep. So I put that on last night, went to bed, and Knicks got a win, wake up in the morning, recalibrate, see what the series looking at. So I wake up, and immediately when the alarm goes off on my phone, and I start to scroll through what happened last night, the first thing that popped up on my screen was a paper, and I believe it was the New York Post, I want to say, and the back page with Tyrese Halliburton showing the chokehold. And I said, no, it couldn't happen. Kevin, I mean, tell me about this. The chokehold from Halliburton, I wake up, I didn't need to see the final score of that game to be like, what happened over the final 5 minutes of that game which caused an unbelievable collapse into overtime, which saw the Pacers take an excruciatingly tough victory away from the New York Knicks and put them in the loss column and panic in the streets in the Fashion District last night.
I'm telling you, Donnie, you'll never see anything like it. Aaron Nesmith all of a sudden started having shooting practice with 4 minutes left in this game. Like, if you had an Aaron Nesmith prop, you were not home going into the fourth quarter. Mm-hmm. You needed more. And then you sat there and watched this guy score 30, and it's probably difficult to wrap your head around. But the Pacers, Donnie, and you know, Rick Carlisle has had himself an excellent resume run here in Indiana. You know, his all-time status is, you know, growing with each win. They realize we need to start bombing away now, because the other option is to take everybody out, and we're not interested in doing that. Mm-hmm. And Nesmith just, the crazy thing is, like, if I said, hey, Donnie, who's the best three-point shooter on the Pacers? You're going to name multiple guys before you name Aaron Nesmith. Three after three after three. Mm-hmm. Turnover here, you know, offensive foul.
Yep.
Lead just keeps getting dwindled down. And the Knicks just missed free throws to give the Pacers an opportunity. You know, I had a couple of props on the board where I still was like, yeah, overtime would be nice. And, you know, OG Anunoby splits that, so it's a two-point game. And I'm, you know, anybody who watched what Halliburton did to the Cavs in game two, you're like, if you need overtime, you're like, please just take the 2 points.
Mm-hmm.
Please don't force the three. He drives all the way into the paint.
Yes, he did.
And then, you know, Donnie, the old, you don't stop it back there. I'm going to turn this car around. He turned that car around, sprints to the three-point line, looks like he missed it. It rain drops in. Everyone loses their mind. I mean, it is unreal. He's doing the choke, and as he's doing it, there's Knicks fans holding up the two in his face, and I'm like, and then you finally notice the score bug is a two. Yep. You're like, this game's not even over. It was one of the craziest things I've ever seen, ever.
One of the bigger collapses you'll find, backed up by a 994-0 teams with a certain lead in the fourth quarter in the playoffs, now have a 994 whatever and won because the Knicks lost last night. And again, I was telling the story, like, even to Ben, I was like I wanted to stay up because I had a Knicks ticket minus 4.5. I'm like, oh, this is good. Mm-hmm. Started to get tired. My other ticket was Carl Anthony Towns under 1.5 3-point shots made at a plus money price. He hits his first two in the first quarter. I'm done with that. Like, okay, split in the NBA, it's no big deal.
Yeah.
I'll go to bed a winner here. Like, waking up and seeing that and then seeing how it actually came to fruition. And also at the time where I'm sitting there going, I'm going to have to watch this through because even the announcer saying, like, oh, Brunson picks up his fifth foul. Knicks better just hold the water for the next 8 minutes. Like, well, this could be good. And the Knicks just went on an unbelievable run where the Pacers were like, hey, Knicks, every three-pointer shooter, I'm going to hit you like a bulldozer and send it to the line for three foul shots here. It was amazing to watch. A huge lead. Carl Anthony Towns, you know, that little jump back one-hander pointing at OG Anunoby or whoever he was. Oh, this game's done. It's a wrap at this point. Only to see that type of collapse late. And it does take miracle shots as well as miracle plays by the Knicks to not convert, not do anything. And then you're right. The biggest part of this that we don't probably give enough respect to is the Pacers, and Halliburton hit that shot. They stream off the bench. We won, we won, we won. Oh my God, we stole in the Garden. Ha, choke, 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 choke.
Yes.
We didn't actually win, though. We got 5 more minutes to go. Oh, no, I know how this plays out. We thought we won. A foot on the line. We end up losing. Like Kevin Durant. Remember Kevin Durant draining a 3-point shot going up against Bucks? Oh, no, now we got to go OT. Didn't win that game. I'm surprised that the Pacers had enough fuel to tank Kevin for the comeback. And then 5 more minutes in OT.
And also, we've seen OT, Donnie. First, 2 minutes into overtime. Mm-hmm. It's 4-0 Knicks.
Yes.
They're like, ooh, this could get bad. Yep. And look, a missed call or on a goaltend on Miles Turner that they called a block, which would have made it 6. Instead, Halliburton transition, Nemhard 3, 1-point game, next possession, Nemhard bucket. And then they just went back and forth, back and forth, back and forth. And man, again, you just, the Pacers have three victories that every organization in the NBA maybe has one, and they have three in a single postseason run that, by the way, so far is only 11 games long.
Yes.
Like, it is crazy just the way that this whole thing has been going.
These two teams, absolutely incredible in the playoffs with their comebacks here. Never give up mentality. But what's next for the Knicks here? Like, we get a day off, and it's great that we play every other day because tomorrow will be a Friday game at the Garden. Would be insane. Let's talk about the future of this series next right here on Moneyline.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24-7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3-bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort-style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Oh, where do we stand now, Kevin? This is the greatest buy-in point of all time. So this would be just the easiest buy-in you're ever going to get. Let's take a look at the series prices now, which we were going over on the early line earlier. Pacers-Knicks, heading into the series, Kevin, it was, all right, Knicks around like that minus 145-ish price here to win the series. Made a lot of sense, but also showed a lot of respect for the Indiana Pacers. Waking up today, the Pacers have completely role-reversed even higher, Kevin, than what the Knicks were favored to win this series themselves after winning game number one in an unbelievable comeback. 166 is now the favorite here for the Pacers. The underdog prices the Knicks to win the series at a plus 140. So I always get a kick out of these because there are ways that teams lose games and how you approach those losses. I don't necessarily take away from the game that, the Pacers got really lucky. You got to make plays at the right times. You know, the NBA is a game of runs. I get it. The Knicks were the better team here heading down the stretch and absolutely blew a gasket and lost that. So I do think that the Pacers are getting a lot more credit on the actual odds spectrum with being a minus 166. Like, they're being priced now, again, not a heavy favorite because you look around, it's like, hey, you know what? OKC wins game number one. It's like minus 1,000 per se for them to win the series. No way Minnesota can ever come back. But the Pacers being flipped to a minus 166 as if, Kevin, they went in there, won the first quarter, second quarter, third quarter, fourth quarter, walked up an easy victory. I believe that's the overall swing. Now, before the series started, what I think was going to happen? Wanted the Knicks to win, but you know what? I actually like the Indiana dog price at this point. But now that the Pacers have won game number one, I think the Knicks win game number two. I like the plus 140 on the Knicks for the rest of the series now. Just price, forget about the teams, just price points right now that I see.
So I get that. I do. I think the question is, right? So you expect the Knicks to win game number two, that makes sense. Would you say, Donnie, that you also expect the Knicks and Pacers to split games three and four?
That is correct. Yes, I do.
I wonder, you know, I think it becomes interesting then, right? It's like, when is the best time to jump in if the Knicks win the next two games? Crushed it, perfect, right? You'll have a better number now than you would even going into a game five if it's 2-2 with two remaining at the Garden. If the Pacers win game number three, is this price going to be better or worse? I'm not sure. I am now worried.
The Pacers be a heavier favorite. If the Pacers are 2-1 after game number three,
you think they'll be a bigger favorite than they are right now?
Correct. Game four on their court, they'll be favored for that. And then in favored for the series itself because they had a lead. I do believe that. I do believe that.
I don't think you're wrong. So that makes me think maybe, you know, some pause on the Knicks. That loss for the Knicks was so brutal. You just wonder, and you learn this from watching these Pacers series. Like, maybe you can't come back from it. Like, the Pacers did that in game two. Now, difference because you're up 2-0 on the road, but they did it in game two to the Cavs.
Yep.
And if that didn't happen, the series would have been 2-2 going back to Cleveland. Cleveland would have been a huge favorite, right? And even if they lost that game five like they did, you go,
game six, they could win it. And then boom, right? We're right back to, you know, game seven at home. Sometimes those once, you know, one in a 995, right? Whatever the number is, Donnie, those victories, it's enough to swing a series. I'm struggling trying to figure out how to play that series on a series, you know, edge perspective.
Here's what I like too. Like game number two, I do think the Knicks win. And also just looking at some of the early returns on what the odds are, it's no surprise. Yeah. Like the Knicks were favored by 4.5 last night, call it. They're 5.5, 6 at some outlets for that game because, yes, it's a must win for the Knicks. They know they can't go down 0-2. But from my look at it here, and again, I love the fact that we had high scoring last night. 227 is that, you know, going rate for game number two tomorrow night in the Garden. I love the Knicks, Kevin, first half tomorrow. I really do. It's minus 3.5. And I just look at it like they were up enough to cover the 3.5 in game number one. They let it slip away. But I always look at like, okay, how do you set the tone for this? Because understand this, Kevin. The Garden is going to be rocking again, understanding, hey, Knicks need us right now. They play well. We're going to be behind them the whole night. Let's get 1-1. We'll go back to Indiana. But if you are struggling in the first half, and let's just say the Knicks are losing by 2 points, Kevin, at the break, doom and gloom starts. Even if it's 2 points, hey, it's no big deal. It is a big deal. Because psychologically, you let that game slip away, you should have had it. You were up, what, 7 points or so at the break in game number one. If the Knicks are not winning that game at the half tomorrow, Kevin, they're going back to Indiana down 0-2. I firmly believe that. So even though I said, Donnie, you said you like the Knicks for the game. I do, because that means not the Knicks up 18 at the break and it's a runaway like we saw like in game number five or game number six, excuse me, against the Boston Celtics. There's no doubt in my mind that if the Knicks are not winning tomorrow night by halftime, it's a wrap because they can win in the second half. I get that. But just the MO of the series itself, it has to be reset in a Knicks fashion, and that starts tomorrow in the first half. I love the Knicks in the first half.
It makes a lot of sense, right? The simple thought is, it's, and I get what you're saying. It's not that it's impossible, but the Knicks are not who you believe they are if they're down at the break on, you know, in game number two on a Friday. So I have this Pacer ticket, Donnie, from the beginning of the season, right, to win the East. And I've not hedged off of it, and I let game one play out. You know, they've been stealing game ones. I thought the Knicks would win the series, by the way. Coming into it, I was thinking Knicks in seven. Obviously, that's still on the board. I'm just trying to figure out when, if at all, do I lay off, you know, a portion of this ticket. Yeah. Because, you know, you wait this long, right? And you're like, you know, there's that part where you're like, what's the point? We're here already. That's what happens with hedging sometimes, you know?
Yep.
And you're three wins away from a winner. So I don't know. I'm trying to figure that dance out right now.
It is. Like, and I like where this is going because I want extended series. I do. So look at that game. And again, just waking up and seeing that the Knicks lost, just so stunned because it would have been such an odd like talk. Like, oh, Knicks, you know, by 22 points last night. Can the Pacers come back? Is it too much at this point for the Pacers to come back and win that game and now have this series commanding 1-0 series lead, which isn't all that commanding, but sports books, hey, minus 170 or so, have at it, man. Great game number two sets up. We also have the game number two tonight in OKC.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Catbox fired up out there. Kristen Hess, X-Man, Jordan P. Vic's in there now. Everybody's out here having fun. Doing it right here on Sports Grid On Demand. on our YouTube channel. Make sure you get in there, subscribe, have some fun. Come talk to us. The topics don't stop right now. We're in a little bit of an NBA lock. Why? Yesterday I had the Knicks -4.5. I lost that. I had OG. I keep saying that. I had Carl Anthony Towns under 1.5 3-point shots made. He made 2. So went 0-2. The night before, Kevin, nice, pristine 2-0. OKC -7.5. Boom. Double digits. Knew that would happen. They end up carrying the second half. And also Anthony Edwards under 27.5, which crashed down to around 24.5 at game time. And he easily stayed under that, even if it was 24.5. So today we look, it's OKC as a 7.5-point favorite. No surprise there. Total open up at 213, getting bet up once again like we saw in game number one, up to as high as 217 and 217.5 now at BetMGM. Kevin, I like the Minnesota Timberwolves, completely opposite of what I had in game number one. And I also like Anthony Edwards over 24.5 points. Like, I think I'm going 2-0 again tonight. I don't know if the Thunder win. I don't know if the Timberwolves win outright. I think it'll be close enough for them to win outright. I like the points. And there's no way, shape, or form. You can look at a superstar like Anthony Edwards, who scored under 20 points, and everybody's going, like, doesn't shoot enough. I don't know what he's doing right now. And goes, yeah, you know what? Let me just take the rest of the series off. You guys are right. I'm going home. Like, I expect one of those games which Kevin could turn into 9 of 27 shooting, which I'll be fine with, and he probably still hits the total by getting to the line. I expect a big night from Anthony Edwards, a better night from Minnesota Timberwolves offense, a closer game, a more competitive game. That's what I'm thinking tonight.
Donnie, I had a Tuesday card where I was given advice from someone who said, hey, listen, maybe just stick with the WNBA.
Yeah.
Seems like you're good at it. You know, seems like we're wasting money on the NBA. Mm-hmm. And it was understandable, Donnie, where that advice came in. Anthony Edwards over the 25.5 was the best bet for me. Anthony Edwards barely shot the basketball in the fourth quarter. He took the fourth quarter off. He does that a little too much for my liking. 23 years old. I'm tired of watching him run out of gas.
Yeah.
Here's the deal, though, Donnie. That's not where it gets bad. I had two series long plays. As embarrassing, they're so bad, they're funny, all right? Yes. We own up to them. Anthony Edwards for at least 20-plus points in every game of the series, +230. Didn't make it out of the opener. Shai Gilgeous-Alexander for 1+ made 3 in every game of the series, +140. Did not make it out of the opener. And that one, they're not even erasing from the queue. They're going to make me watch it there for the entire series, even though we already know it's seen its fate.
So Rays are basically telling you, like, how about this, pal?
Yeah, right. Listen, we'll give you your money back if he finishes 7-game series. 3. Mm-hmm. So... It was bad, man. And here's the deal. I don't mind. I get the Minnesota look. OKC, though, usually they are extenders. Like, you'll be sitting there. And it kind of happened in the game against Minnesota where you're like, this is close. We're battling. Yep. We're down 20. What just happened? Yep. Like, I'm not there. It's definitely a recalculate kind of game for me tonight, though, Donnie. Like, listen, we all lose bets. We all get stuff wrong. But truly, like, I was as wrong as I could possibly be entering that basketball game. The brutal part was I like Shai Gilgeous-Alexander's rebounds plus assists, but I was a little gun shy on that one. So I just parlayed a couple of, these are insurance legs around it with 2 made threes from Ant and 1 made 3 from SGA. I lost every bet in the game and I was like, wow, man, I am just not on this one at all here tonight.
Sometimes it happens. Favorite in the series, OKC, entering into game number 2, -750 at FanDuel. So a heavy favorite, and rightfully so. 1-0 series lead, best team in the NBA, home court advantage. Looked very good in the second half of game number 1, and away they go. But how about this? MVP was handed out yesterday, and it turns out it is SGA over Nikola Jokic. He'll get the award tonight, probably right before the game, have some things to say to the fan base tonight, and away they go. Did you have any issues with SGA being the MVP of the NBA?
No, only issue was how long it took. It was really unnecessary from the league. It shouldn't take that long to hand out the award. I don't really know what they were playing at because SGA nearly. But Donnie, a lot of people thought that it was going to be given out either game 2 or game 5 of last round. Like, I know a lot of people were like, whoa, game 7, would have been sick. At that point, I actually am almost glad they didn't because that would have been ridiculous.
Exactly.
If before a game 7 we were doing that. They had plenty of other opportunities.
Game one, OKC, Denver, that should have been handed out. Whether or not, I don't care if it was it was SGA. Out of order. If it wasn't, then they would have just gave it in game number three. Said, you know what, Denver, it's your home court tonight. We're announcing this. And then you would have the great storylines, the background, the seven-game series it turns out to be. I'm going to make sure I win the series to prove my MVP, or I didn't get it. Watch me knock the MVP out. Nope, NBA, good job. You missed it. We'll be right back.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24-7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Ah, man, the NBA popping off, going nuts. Another game tonight. Final four in the NBA. A lot of good storylines. Can the Timberwolves get back into that series? We'll talk a little bit later about the NBA, Kevin, but a lot more hot topics across the sports landscape, which included yesterday, after we had gotten off the show, the Tush Push approved. Actually, no, was it during the show? I can't remember now. It's either, maybe, no, you know what? I don't know if I was on live, because I think they did the whole, like, we're meeting again, then we're going to meet a third time, and then they came out with it. So I don't know if I was actually on the air live during that. I don't think I was. Mm-hmm. See, my memory slipping me. Exactly. Just missed it yesterday. But the Eagles, two votes short of banning the Tush Push. Great work by the social media team for the Eagles. The minute that came out, put up a picture against the Green Bay Packers that had Push On, almost like a Nike, you know, type of poster that you would hang out. So the Eagles and the Tush Push will stay. Some teams not happy. Some teams happy about it. But why doesn't everybody use it? I don't know. The optics of the play. Oh, it might get everybody injured. Nobody gets injured. And I use this point because when Roger Goodell like puts something at this, hey, guys, for the betterment of the league, you better have this. And most people, hey, you know what? I'll go with the commissioner. Like, if he wants it gone, why fight it? We'll take it away. And it almost passed. But I always like the optics of the play because Frankie Louvu doesn't understand like what's going on. He's such a rockhead out there. He jumps over the pile twice. What happens if everybody jumps over the pile twice? You know what happens? You throw the guy out of the football game and he never does it again and nobody ever has bad optics. And then you start taking like Kevin bad optics of like, well, that's not a football play. But, you know, hut hike with 22 seconds left in the game, I can fire the football into the ground next to me. And it's not a intentional grounding play. We do that. Or a screen pass that you spike into the ground. I'm like, oh, the running back was all the way over the other sideline. Yeah, but he was in the field of play. He could have actually caught that pass. Like, I never bought anything. If they just would have said, it's an unfair advantage to the Philadelphia Eagles. They do it too well. We want it out of the game. Like, you know what? Ban it. Because at least I can have respect for, we can't stop it or do it. I just want this play to be gone.
Yeah, I think the NFL saved face here. I thought the entire push to get rid of this was embarrassing. There's no other way to view it as an attack on the national on the National Football League champs. Let's call it what it is. This was something that they pushed forward, and it was shut down pretty easily last year. And now there was this major ramp up. What changed? The Eagles won the Super Bowl. The Eagles embarrassed the NFC. That's what changed. I mean, it's really not all that difficult to figure out. And, you know, I see some of the, you know, teams, Donnie, and I look at some of the coaches. You know, I know, I think it was the owners at this point who had the vote, but I look at some of the coaches, Donnie, behind those votes, right? Well, this is one of those things where, you know, Ben Johnson shows himself now major concern if you're a Bears fan around him as your head coach.
I love this guy.
I mean, this guy is lost. This guy's lost.
Lost the plot.
Hey, it's third and one. We're going to run the tush push. He's like, I'd rather hit a Hail Mary. You don't know what you're doing. Again, like people, you know, I send out that tweet, Donnie, but I mean, it's real, right? It's like the Detroit Lions are not out there using analytics. They're just out there going off. Just go. You know, they're not doing time and score. They're just going. They're not understanding. To say I don't like the tush push because it's not explosive when the Eagles end up in the end zone on, you know, half of them. I mean, that's just the guy who's lost. It's unfortunate for the Bears because I thought that was a really nice hire. But now we've got a little bit more questions around Ben Johnson. And I'll just say this, all right? And I said it before the Philadelphia Eagles beat the Green Bay Packers. I said it after they beat the Green Bay Packers. And I'll say it again. It's time people start to put actually an eyeball on what Matt LaFleur is doing in Green Bay. Because Matt LaFleur is 0-3 against Nick Sirianni. Now call it 0-4. Matt LaFleur had Aaron Rodgers win multiple MVPs, and they completely underachieved each and every season with their postseason performances. Rodgers left, and everybody thought, well, they're out of luck because
No way Jordan Love's going to be good. And then all of a sudden, Jordan Love is pretty solid. They win a you know, a game against Dallas. Here's the deal. They choked away the next round against the 49ers. They should have won that game. They didn't. This year, they were completely underwhelming, finished third in their division, and the Eagles abused them, and their offense could barely move the football across midfield. So I'm tired of hearing Matt LaFleur this, Matt LaFleur that. Matt LaFleur's not good enough for the Green Bay Packers as far as these eyes can tell. If he's as good as everybody thinks he is, there's not a lot of evidence to back that up. I'll tell you this right now, man. This whole offseason has been nothing but the Philadelphia Eagles beating this league up and down the field, time and time again. All these people keep losing. Chiefs, Packers, Rams, Sean McVay, we win Vikings, Lions, all of these teams, Bears, they've just been Commanders. Oh, we got Debo. No one cares. He can't move. Niners pay Purdy $55 million at this point. The Eagles have had a winner's offseason, and Jeffrey Lurie put a stamp on it when he told everybody in there. Usually, Donnie, you walk into one of those meetings, it's like, hey, man, be nice, be smart, get everybody on your side. And he went, and by the way, I won the Super Bowl last year, so take it away. You'll live with that forever. And he dunked on him, and they still didn't vote against him.
That was the best, because I was saying, like, we're like, okay, well, I said, this is interesting. Like, Lurie's going to speak. Like, everybody already knows his stance. Bringing in Jason Kelce, your assistant general manager, is going to speak on this. And I'm like saying, is this one of those, like, I know you guys are going to ban this. I'm just going to get these words in now. Here's why you're banning it, and here's why you're not going to be able to deal with it. Because he's so right. He's like, you ban it now, we will go down in infamy. And we'll, by the way, we'll still do the play very well, and we'll convert 99.8% instead of 99.9% third and fourth and shorts here at this point. But you ban it, that just lets us know that we built something so unstoppable the NFL can't deal with it, and the only reason to take it away is you absolutely hate us and you hate to play. You leave it in next year, we're going to bounce your heads off the goalpost repeatedly by running this into the end zone and maybe winning another Super Bowl, and just drop the mic and walk out, which made me laugh because that's the way you do it. But also understand the Eagles talked for like an hour telling people why you're not supposed to ban the tush push, and then he probably swayed like a vote or two at that point because we were talking about, or at least the you know, beat writers that are logged in that have a phone line, like, boop, boop, boop. Look, I'm not going to say anything. Let me talk to the Bears general manager. Do you like this? Yeah, we're voting the no. Just anonymous sources. You know, don't worry about it. But, okay, I'm going to do a straw poll, like the MVP. Like, okay, MVP is going to be Jokic. Oh, looks like it's going to be Jokic now because you got that straw poll behind the scenes. Like, yeah, I'm voting for Jokic. I'm not voting for Embiid back in the day. Same thing. Like, they got that wrong. I was surprised. Which only leads me to believe, like, there's still some maverick owners out there, like, I think the commissioner is going to sway me. Man, you work for me, buddy. Vote this tush push back into play.
Yeah, I think it's a good point. I also think that, look, there were teams that were going to vote no that probably let it be known, right?
Yeah.
Yep. And I also think sometimes you don't want to be on the losing side of a vote. They're like, hey, man, everyone who's voting no, leak, 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 and just try and, you know, swing some of those other guys. Yeah. You know, that's what people were anticipating there, man. It's a great thing. Now, here's the real question, Donnie. How do we get Packers-Eagles flexed out of Lambeau Field and into the link? Like, I'm pretty sure with the Packers losing, they should forfeit that as a home game.
True.
That way, they have to come to the link and get booed mercilessly for four quarters.
Yeah, man, how much better can the Packers get it, too? Like, granted, they lost at Philadelphia in the playoffs, but the Eagles were the higher-seeded team. Like, the NFL's like, you know what, Packers, we'll help you next year. You don't have to go to the link twice, just once. We're going to send you down to Brazil on an ice skating rink, see if you can steal a game from the Eagles. Couldn't do it. Now you just go into like the regular season. I couldn't do that either. Now you have in Lambeau. Let's get it back. And I'm telling you right now, like the Eagles going into Lambeau and like Kevin, second and threes, we got three downs to get this first down by tush push. First and goal at the seven. Can you imagine, Kevin, the Eagles lining up in the tush push and going from the seven to the five to the three like into the end zone? How hilarious that would be and how much the NFL would be upset with that. But I think that The better part would have been to me is, as an Eagles fan, like, yes, you like the tush push. But if they banned it, Kevin, the Eagles would have went on a crusade next year of just quarterback sneaking their way to success on purpose. And I would have think it would be hilarious because the wording in there is you can't aid the runner by meaning like, let's push him here. So what the Eagles would have done is I thought, Kevin, lined up two defensive tackles, one Jalen Carter, lined them directly over the guard, hut, hut, hike, and have a flying wedge with Jalen Hurts pummel you into the end zone. Like, you can't push the guards now. And they go, well, he doesn't have the football. That's the rule. We got to change the rule. Midnight vote here in the NFL.
Yeah.
You can't push anywhere at any time, no matter what the score or no matter what type of play you're running. More Hot Topics next. That's how we get down, baby.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24-7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments. River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Let's go, baby. Chatbox out here fired up, having some fun. Yes, Detroit said it is a beautiful day out here. Well, I mean, technically it is. I don't know where yet in the country. Somebody's got to be having a beautiful day today because it ain't in the Northeast where myself and Kevin are.
No, certainly not.
50-degree temperatures, cold rain, ridiculous. Like, you're looking at a game in Boston tonight, Kevin, with the temperatures in the 40s and a 20-mile-an-hour wind blowing in with rain. Yeah, how's that game going to play out tonight? You excited about Boston fans? Little Povich, Giolito in the freezing cold. You might as well have snow in that game. Oof, and they have Washington playing at home. That's in the Northeast corridor. It's going to be cold there. You have Pittsburgh over there. Who else do you have here on the East Coast? Well, of course, you have the Yankees coming up at 12:35. Thank goodness Toronto has a dome. That'd be freezing cold up in the 6 for Kolek and Francis. Picked up a dub yesterday. Baseball's been kind to me over the past week, so things starting to turn around. Some measured approaches and some changes here that we've made up have certainly worked in my favor. But we were talking about the NFL's proposals, the tush push, and how much, you know, fun that's going to be next year when the focus is going to be right away opening night, the minute the Eagles do the tush push against the Cowboys, and how that'll light up the scoreboard and have some fun with. But also, Kevin, Hard Knocks says we're going to go Buffalo Bills, Kevin. And we're also going to go NFC East for the regular season. Now, before I let you answer, you know, Hard Knocks to me does not move the needle anymore like it did. I don't know if I'm maybe just getting a little bit older, but I really just think it is. We see so many highlights. We have so much access to beat writers, so much video put out here. It doesn't hit like it used to. Like when it came out, Kevin, in the early 2000s, I was in my young 20s. What a show it was, man. Every Sunday night you had to watch. But maybe it's bad football teams I don't care about. But now you're throwing me a bone. Like you're getting usually bad football teams, Kevin, right? Going Hard Knocks. I haven't made the playoffs in 6 years. Stinky team. It's the Bills, though. I'm thinking I like this, though. Like I might be back in on Hard Knocks.
So off season, you know, what real Hard Knocks, let's call it, okay? Real Hard Knocks. I also have kind of lost the oomph for. You know, there was a moment in time where you used to, like, to do this job, Donnie.
Yeah.
You'd have to watch Hard Knocks because it was going to be in your show the next day. Everyone watches Hard Knocks. And that just kind of stopped, you know? Yeah. And with that, you know, yeah, maybe the quality of the teams, whatever. The thing is, and I don't know if it is because I'm not saying this. I'm not saying poor us or complaining. I'm not sure if it's because we work so much already. During a football season where I'm like, you know what? I'm good on your Tuesday night in season Hard Knocks. I'm not doing it. Like I've not watched Donnie any of these other things. You know what I never watched? And I
never
watched that Giants offseason thing. I never
not
did.
Not even that. But do you remember what Kevin, the Super Bowl season where the Eagles lost to the Chiefs? The Eagles had the in season like was Amazon Prime? I didn't
yeah,
watch.
Yeah.
I have Amazon
Not
Prime.
Not a second.
I ordered all the time. I have it on my TV. I never go to it. And the Eagles in a Super Bowl run didn't even move the needle enough for me to actually go check it out, which is why I wanted to bring up Hard Knocks in season. The NFC is going to be a lot of fun. Eagles are champions. Washington's on the come up. The Dallas Cowboys are Dallas and the Giants looking to, you know, at least get back to some respectability. Like, I know I want to watch it, but I was telling Ben this morning when we were talking about it, it's like, you know, I just watched the Eagles beat the Cowboys like last week. So all the highlights, like I need to relive that. Or, man, I can't wait to see Hard Knocks because the Eagles got upset by the Giants. Like that doesn't move the needle for me anymore. We just see too much of it at this point where you get your fill where it was once unique. Now it's like, yeah, every team is basically doing their own Hard Knocks with their social media teams.
Yeah, it's a fair point, right? Like with the NFL draft, the Eagles put out a huge video of all their phone. Now, but I watched that video. You know, like that had me interested. I don't know.
It's not an hour show that you have to wait on a Tuesday at 9 o'clock. It's like, oh, it's out at 3 o'clock. You know, let me just dip into it here.
The thing is like, you can always go back and watch it, right? Like, so I'll see. I think here's what we will agree on.
Yeah.
If we don't watch these Hard Knocks, we're out. If we're not showing up for Bills real Hard Knocks and NFC East in-season Hard Knocks,
mm-hmm.
it means you're not really going to be able to grab us back in.
How long is that shown by four teams on one Hard Knocks per week? Well, goodness.
Can I tell you this, though? It's actually a really interesting test. Like, now as I think about it,
uh-huh.
I was like, hey, do you want to watch, you know, the in-season Hard Knocks? Well, I don't want to watch the episode where if for some reason the Eagles lost and then we're doing the Jaden Daniels is the face of the league. I have no interest in that. The Jaden Daniels stuff is driving me crazy, by the way. But, might be – I can't deal with the fact that this kid is getting ranked fifth on all these quarterback lists. I think it's crazy.
Sophomore slump?
Some of these rankings, man, they're thoughtless. They really are. It's really annoying to watch. Like, Jaden Daniels had no argument to be the first overall pick. He had an unbelievable season. Unbelievable.
Yeah.
But why is everybody now just like, and now he's clearly going to keep getting better? It's like, I don't know. That's what we thought about Stroud. He was worse last year.
Yeah. You get a harder schedule, which the Washington Commanders will have. You're not going to sneak up and be like, man, this guy's really fast. Like, you know how fast he is. Oh, boy, he really likes to draw the pocket to the left here, and he can throw, but he doesn't like to do that to the right. Defensive coordinators are the smartest species on the planet. Don't you remember, Kevin, like this is, you know, when you were probably growing up, Wildcat formation. Oh my God.
Mm-hmm.
And if I might have to ban this within like mm-hmm. 16 months, not a single person ran it anymore. Cause the defense like figured it out. You can run here, here, and here, but you can't do this. All right. End the story. Never saw it again. Like, oh my God, like you could just run a powerful running back and don't need a quarterback. They figure it out. Hey, what happened? Just run nonstop, no huddle offense like the Buffalo Bills in the 1990s. The reason why they don't do it anymore, it doesn't work. And defenses have figured out how to play it. Buddy Ryan's 46 defense. You can't defend that. Look at the Chicago Bears. They're killing everybody. The best defense of all time. In like mm-hmm. 5 years, the 46 defense was out of football. Why? This team's like, oh, the safety and the linebacker are going to blitz here. Boop, 7 yard game. Boop, 9 yard game. Boop, blown coverage. Mm-hmm. All right, we can't run the 46 anymore. Like they figure it out and they do. I'm interested to see what Washington has this year. Because again, the expectations are you're always supposed to take the next step the next year. But the NFL always has that ace up the sleeves. Like you guys were good last year. All right. This year, tough schedule, number two seed that you were, or number two schedule right behind the Eagles. Yeah, we got you figured out now. We'll be able to get after it. Mm-hmm. So that's something to certainly keep an eye on. But football, again, getting closer here. We're closer to the month of June, even if it is freezing cold temperatures here in the Northeast and a Major League Baseball schedule. It is kind of interesting, a shorter card today. The Yanks, Kevin, in your neck of the woods, cold temperatures, under last night, which I like, stayed under 4-3. Thank you, Jason Dominguez, for that home run. We'll close the show down next with one final segment. The people popping in the chat box, having some fun. Everybody's participating. Why? This is the Sports Grid Network. It's just what we do.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Right back at it, people. One final segment on a Thursday. We're headed to, by the way, a Memorial Day weekend, which brings up good topics here, Kevin. Usually Memorial Day here, at least in the Northeast, it's warmer temperatures. People start to head down the shore or the beach, as some people might call it, and you hit the boardwalk, and it's sort of the start of your summer. Not great temperatures. I believe it's supposed to warm up a little bit on Sunday and Monday, but not as warm as you can take a swim and have all that fun. But anything's planned for you this weekend? Any cookouts, any barbecues, any special places? Like, are you doing anything this weekend?
I am trying to figure out if I can open the pool.
It's not open weather, yet. A lot of people got it open around these parts. Yeah.
I'm aware. It kind of has It has the House, you know, wanting to get it underway.
Uh-huh. Yep.
But weather's not great. Here's the thing. Uh-huh. Never opened a pool before. So, you know, can we figure it out on our own? Do we have to make a phone call? So that is what we are trying to, that's what we're trying to figure out right now as far as the weekend goes. Do you have any? Oh, also, I'm working Sunday 8 to 11 with Coach. I think we have game 3 of Knicks Pacers.
Oh, so Sunday night, 8 to 11?
Yeah. I'm doing the Saturday morning and then the Sunday night.
Yeah. I have, obviously, the baseball show on Sunday, so it's sort of, I can't be like, hey, let me dip out of here on a Friday, and I'll be back on, like, Tuesday if I wanted to. But again, I'm for one like this. X-Man says, by the way, Virginia Beach for the weekend. Like, that's what you're supposed to do, right? Like, at least Virginia Beach probably going to be nice. Kevin, there are 3 days, like, my parents, like, my father had for a long time a shore house in Summers Point right on the bay. For a long time, my mom currently has a place in Brigantine Beach in New Jersey. You can't pay me enough money, Kevin, to get me down the shore on Memorial Day, Labor Day, or the 4th of July weekend. Even if I have a place to stay, you cannot get me there. I don't like the crowds. Like, my wife, she will be like, why aren't we going this weekend? Like, why aren't we going on the boardwalk? Like, 4th of July Saturday. Why don't we go to the boardwalk? Now? Like, are you insane? Like, yes, she doesn't care.
I expect better from her. I really do. No, I think,
like, she doesn't care. Yeah, she doesn't care about the crowds. And I am the opposite. Like, I would like to go in, like, early May. Like, well, you can't go there. So what? Nobody's down there. I want to go in, like, on September Saturday. You know, like, hey, it's less crowded there. The wife doesn't care. You want, like, Memorial Day weekend, Memorial Day. She'll be like, why don't we go down? Like, what?
Listen here, okay? There's a couple of ice cream shops that the fiance and I hit. We're like, this is going to get a little crazy once it hits June, July. Good timing now. Wow. All right, which you can appreciate. Yeah. You know what I mean? You got a time. Now, here's the other question. The pizza that you had, was it yesterday or 2 days ago?
Yesterday. Had it for lunch, yeah.
It looked incredible.
Incredible pizza. Brico.
It looked
incredible pizza.
You know, it's really, really fantastic.
Portnoy's hit it before. It's fantastic. By the way, their cheesesteak's sensational. Like, always a great meal.
Pizza,
if you serve an unbelievable cheesesteak, which they do, and a very good pizza, which they do, it's an unbeatable combination. And they make great pasta. Like, it's a great, great place.
It's going to be a drive for me, though, right? Like, I'd have to figure out.
It is.
Maybe if I ever get invited to the Right Side Estates, we can order in.
Like, that place for me, Kevin, is a lot. Like, when I drive, which is, again, like, hopefully it doesn't happen this year again, where the Eagles are playing and it's halftime by the time I get home. Like, that is a staple where I'm picking up on my way through, on my way home.
Yeah. No, it makes a lot of sense. I also, just quickly, Pacers-Knicks yesterday had a ton of money inside of it because of the overtime and big performances from key players.
Yes.
Do you know that I had a nice little 4-1, Donnie? You know, we'll lay it all out there. Profit boost. So 50 to win like 200.
Uh-huh.
Brunson for 20. Just keep it simple.
Yep.
Keep Halliburton, double-double.
Uh-huh. Keep easy. It simple. Yep.
And Josh Hart for a double-double, 13 rebounds, 7 assists, 8 points. I don't know if I've ever lost a double-double bet because a guy didn't get points but got a different category.
Yes, and played,
I couldn't,
like,
believe what
minutes.
I was watching.
Like, they
and Donnie was sitting on 8 points the whole time. He took the first 2 shots of overtime, by the way. I'm still annoyed about it.
And the worst part about it is, like, you see that shot go up, you're like, here's my chance, and it misses. Like, I don't know if I'm going to get another chance. Then you get another chance. It's like when we bet that guard in March Madness. Like, yeah, he should pick up 5 points down the stretch just by getting fouled. My guy never even got back in the game. Who was that, by the way? Who was the guard that we bet to score points down the stretch and he never? It wasn't Baylor's team. Who was it? It was a guard on one of those. St. John? No, it wasn't St. John's. I would have to remember this. But those are the feelings. Like, you have a good plan laid out. It's like, I don't know if I'm going to get another opportunity. Only have the player not actually play. Yeah, it happened. Way it is.
R.J. Lewis when Pitino benched him?
No, it wasn't R.J. Lewis. It was another player on another team. I'll find it. I'll find it.
Yeah.
In our quote-unquote all season. J.P. Bonner, we'll steal down here inside. Kevin Walsh, tomorrow for Friday. We're back.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3-bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort-style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.